Tonight's presentation of WLEW Sports is being powered by the Blazing Speed of Thumb Sailors 4G LTE network. The talk of the thumb, make the switch today. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight. In a cold and blustery, not so blustery anymore, now that the wind has died down in the past few minutes, actually. And a beautiful night for football here, but we'll check our forecast later on. Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary has reached their furthest mark in the postseason since 1993, before the seniors of this team were even born. The Cardinals hold a record of 10-1. Their only loss is to Ithaca, the back-to-back-to-back-to-back state champions in Division VI. MLS is coached by Carl Schmugge, the head coach since 2009. I'm hoping saying that right. With an overall record of 14-15, aside from his first year going 2-7, he's led the Cardinals to a winning record every single year.
Yeah, similar to Coach Grabowskis, he's really gotten this team from down in the dumps and brought them back up to playoff bound, and a team now is a force to be reckoned with. In 2010, they had a 6-4 record, the same record 2011. 2012, they were 5-4. In 2013, they were 7-3, made the playoffs in 4 out of 6 years.
There's two key players to MLS's offense, and both of them can be found in the backfield. Casey Williams and Owen Hine will be the two names you'll be hearing a lot tonight, and for good reason. Sophomore running back Casey Williams is the son of former Michigan State tailback Leon Williams from the late 70s, and Owen Hine is no stranger to 100-plus yard games.
Yeah, very cool. Casey Williams against Whittemore Prescott last week had just 9 carries, but had 120 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns. And oh, by the way, he returned a punt for a touchdown as well. And on the season, Casey Williams had 465 receiving yards and 9 touchdowns to go with it. Owen Hine last week had 13 carries for 197 yards and just 2 scores. And total for the season, 1,300 yards he eclipsed with 14 touchdowns, a season average of 7.8 yards per carry, Clark.
And that's an average.
That is an average, folks, 7.8 yards per carry. They're pretty good.
Last week against Whittemore Prescott, the Cardinals of MLS held running back Travis McDonald to a mere 32 yards on 20 carries. What is so surprising is that Whittemore Prescott's leading rusher entered that game. He had over 2,000 yards on the season, and he had 4 straight 200-yard performances going, and he ended up with 32 yards and 20 carries. One of the keys to shutting down McDonald and MLS opponents all season long is MLS's defensive line, led by senior number 77, Adam St. Clair.
Yeah, you're going to see him a lot. He's going to get a lot of double teams from the Lakers tonight, but Adam St. Clair stands at 6'6", 225 pounds, and a ridiculous wingspan. He can basically shut down the run himself. Think Ndamukong Suh for the Lions, a guy that requires 2 guys to block him on every play, and he's still creating havoc. That's the kind of guy we're talking about.
And Whittemore Prescott held to just 49 total yards of offense in that effort. And just as a reference here, Whittemore Prescott averages 36 points a game, and they were shut out last week. So the question for the night, and many, my question to you, Dave, is how can Lakers subdue the strength of the MLS defensive front and maintain their offense like they're used to?
Use their aggressiveness against them. You know, there's going to be times where they're going to let him go unblocked, that big St. Clair, and run misdirections. They're going to use the wing T, the offset wing T, the power eye that they like to use, the power pistol, run the reverse. They're going to let this team come into the backfield and then trick him and go the other way. Also, I think play action is going to be crucial tonight for Lakers, and when he pretends to hand off the ball to the running back, that running back is going to have to look for St. Clair and get on him quickly and try and block him.
Upon our return, we'll take a direct comparison look between Saginaw MLS and the Lakers, and it's on all on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Stay up to date with WLEW Sports in more ways than on Twitter. Simply follow at WLEW Sports to receive in-game updates, stats, and even photos from the game. That's at WLEW Sports. As the snowflake flies, 46 miles separate Saginaw MLS and Laker High Schools, north by northeast. But if one were to decide to brave the cold of Michigan in mid-November and attend the regional finals in person, they would leave Hardin in Court Streets in Saginaw up 675 and I-75, and then east along M-25 until the Thumb. The trip one way, 61 miles, taking roughly an hour and 15 minutes without traffic or beat trucks. Saginaw MLS has 243 students enrolled in high school, and Elkton Pigeon Bay Poor Laker High comes in with 308 plus 65 for the Lakers. The Lutheran Cardinals are averaging 38.6 points on offense, while the Lakers are scoring 28.3, plus 10.3 for the red and white on offense. On defense, Lakers is allowing only 10.8 points through 11 games, posting two shutouts and 4-1 touchdown efforts. However, Saginaw MLS can top that, and on average, they are giving up only 8.7 points per game. Cardinals again with the advantage, 3.1 on defense. So our friends in the sports wagering department at Ohio State University are showing a 14.4 advantage for the descendants of Martin Luther. Las Vegas is agreeing with Ohio State, which you know what that means, Dave. Sweater vests may be soon going out of style. So after factoring in all possibilities, stats, entries, weather, and location, Vegas' spread for tonight sits at a bit larger margin, Saginaw MLS 19.5.
Ooh, that's a little bit closer to my prediction. I'm happy with that.
So with all that said, Dave Hansen, what are your three keys for a Laker victory tonight?
Number one, I mentioned it already, and I'm going to highlight it again. They have to mix in the play action on offense. I think that is going to be crucial to keep that MLS defense on their heels and to chance for some big plays. The other one, probably the most important thing, Clark, is going to be that offensive line is going to have to hold their ground. I'm to the point now where I don't even mention the defensive line in three keys anymore. That is expected that the Lakers' defensive line is going to be dominant. But the offensive line needs to protect Dustin Katie, and they need to find holes for them running backs to get up into the secondary. And last but not least, one of your favorites, Clark, minimize the penalties.
They
come back to that last week. They were flagged multiple times again. You just can't have those bonehead mistakes in this time of the season. And a team like MLS that's favored to win and is coming into your hometown, you can't make mistakes and give that team even more of an advantage.
And thank you to our listeners from Saginaw MLS here as we're getting a pronunciation clarification on the head coach. The head coach is Carl Schmoogie. I think it's Schmoogie. Thank you for all those listeners. If you want to call him again and say if it's Schmoogie or Smoogie, it'd be greatly appreciated. As now it's time to take a look from the weird part of the internet that I always like to find on Thursday nights while I'm doing my prep. This is the first ever meeting between the Lakers and the Cardinals. Saginaw MLS is a private prep boarding high school affiliated with the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. There is an on-campus dorms for students from an outside of the area, whether that be in the United States or other countries. MLS opened its doors in August of 1885 with one teacher and six students. It closed in 1907 due to some internal Lutheran church issues, but reopened its doors in 1910. The school continued to grow over the next 50 years, and in 1966, this is very interesting, Reverend Martin Topol became president of MLS. Topol is the grandfather of current running back and star Owen Hine. Since 1910, Michigan Lutheran Seminary has continuously operated as a ministerial education preparatory high school of the Wisconsin Lutheran Synod, one of only four in the nation. MLS consists of 17 full-time professors, four part-time instructors, and six tutors, which are dorm supervisors who also teach. Its curriculum equips students to meet the